AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Mariupol in Ukraine tells the AP 10,000, as many as 20,000 civilians in his city have been killed during the Russian invasion. The mayor's comments emerge as Russia claimed it has destroyed several Ukrainian air defense systems in what appears to be a renewed push to gain air superiority. John Kirby is at the Pentagon.
We think that they're going to use places like Belgorod, and Valiyuki, which is to the north of the border with Ukraine, as refit stations, as way stations for them to resupply.
Ukraine is expecting a broad new Russian offensive in the east. Another prominent opposition figure says Russian opposition activist Vladimir Kara-Murza Jr., who was twice sickened in incidents he suspected were poisonings, has been detained in Moscow by police. President Biden announced new regulations to crack down on ghost guns.
When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. Harder to find and prove who used them. I mean, you can't connect the gun to the shooter and hold them accountable. In fact, the ATF reports that they've been able to trace less than 1%.
The president promised new regulations would save lives. A federal judge in Washington has sentenced two men and a woman from Missouri to several weeks in jail for their roles in the Capitol riot. The trio entered the Capitol through a smashed door. The Los Angeles Lakers fired Frank Vogel as their coach, choosing the championship-winning head coach to take the first fall for one of the most disappointing seasons in NBA history. L.A. wildly underachieved this season, finishing 33-49, missing the 10-team Western Conference playoffs in a humiliating conclusion to a year that began with players like LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook. Stocks are lower at the close. This is AP News. An Islamic State group supporter has been found guilty of the stabbing death of British lawmaker David Amos.
Ali Harbi Ali killed the 69-year-old veteran British lawmaker last year while he was meeting with voters at a church hall in England. It was a slaying that shocked the UK and sparked calls for increased police protection for politicians. The 26-year-old defended his actions by saying Amos deserved to die after voting for airstrikes on Syria several years ago. It took the jury just 18 minutes to convict Ali, a London man with Somali heritage. I'm Julie Walker.
President Emmanuel Macron declared he wants to convince a broad range of French voters to back his centrist vision, kicking off a two-week battle against far-right challenger Marine Le Pen ahead of the country's presidential runoff vote. Le Pen is ready for the fight, eager to highlight rising prices for energy and food in France that have hit poorer households especially hard recently. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.